This is a Fox News alert. Ian is no longer a hurricane. I'm Dave Anthony. It's a tropical storm now. After 12 hours on land battering Florida, top sustained winds down to 65 miles an hour.
Overnight, it continued to cause tremendous problems with that heavy rain, strong gusty winds. Orlando, right in the center of the state in middle Florida.
Fox Business Network's Ashley Webster in St. Petersburg, north of where Ian hit land first, coming across Cape Coral into Fort Myers, where there's a lot of damage and a lot of flooding.
People tried to take video with their phones looking over what was left and what was surrounded by salty, mucky seawater.
That was my house. My house is gone. So, for everyone wondering, it's not livable.
She's not alone. Even if homes are standing, they could be waterlogged and will need immediate recovery to avoid mold and rot. And even if damage is minor, the power is not on, which means no air conditioning. And it's hot.
Fox's Evan Brown. More than 2.5 million homes and businesses have lost power. Where does Ian go after Florida?
Coastal Georgia in towards coastal South Carolina. This is Friday into Saturday.
That's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Rescue crews will go to hard-hit areas looking for any victims. With help from the federal government, President Biden will visit FEMA headquarters today. He says they got resources ready before Ian hits.
That includes dispatching hundreds of FEMA personnel and activating thousands of National Guard members.
Congress is on deadline to approve more funding for the government before there's a shutdown over the weekend.
A stopgap funding measure is expected to pass the Senate today. The must-pass measure will then head to the House. Republicans in the House say they oppose it because it's only a short-term solution with a December expiration date. They're also concerned that it doesn't adequately address border security. Despite that opposition, there appears to be enough support among House Democrats to stave off a shutdown.
That's Fox's Sean Langel. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, our top Fox News story. It's no longer Hurricane Ian, downgraded to a tropical storm with 65-mile-an-hour top sustained winds as it continues to move north and inland from Florida after hitting the southwest coast as a powerful Category 4 hurricane yesterday afternoon. Vice President Harris has just left South Korea after visiting our ally following a trip to Japan. The vice president went to the famed demilitarized zone near the North Korean border, reiterating what she called an ironclad U.S. commitment to our Asian allies amid an ongoing nuclear threat. Just yesterday, North Korea fired off two more missiles, on pace to set a record for those tests this year. Did you know the Space Force, a new military branch, monitors missile activity, space and ground-based systems?
The Vice Chief of Space Operations, General David Thompson, admits that upon its creation, the Space Force had its critics. He says some in the military and government got it, but
there was a second group that I will admit was skeptical. They weren't sure now was the right time.
But now he says he mostly hears,
you know, I was a skeptic in the past, but you all are doing the right thing.
General Thompson admits there are some in the general public who are still unclear what the Space Force does and will do, but that the learning is amplified by the actions of countries like China looking to expand their military into space.
Consistently, we're seeing the systems, they're being fielded, they're being tested, and the number of countries fielding them is growing.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down. The day after a big rebound, the Dow is up more than 500 points. It was a record-tying night in baseball.
And the 3-2. Throw deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it.
Aaron Judge in his 61st home run of the season, tying Roger Maris's American League record. He outpowered the New York Yankees past Toronto, and he has 8-3. Judge has 7 games left to break the record. I'm Dave Anthony. This is
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.